welcome to today's Small Business Success Podcast. I'm Susan Solovic, the Small Business Expert. Are you a big dog lover? I certainly am. I tell you, my little four-legged critters are like my children and treated probably better than some people treat their children. Well, the pet products industry is really a big market these days. And joining me today is someone who knows that very well. Gary O'Donnell is the Vice President of Marketing of Snoozer Pet Products, located in South Carolina. And I really have to tell you, if you love dogs like I do and you have pets, check out their website. And I'll give you that website later on in the program. But, Gary, thanks for joining us.
Glad to be here, Susan. Thank you for inviting me.
So, first of all, tell me, you've been in business since 1985. How did you get started?
My dad started the business 25 years ago when he made a change in his work career. He went from a large corporate job to starting this company when he was making a transition through that. He basically always had a side business doing something for dogs. And even as a kid, I was in the basement of our house kind of making heaters for dog homes outdoors. So he basically decided it was a great time for him to turn that into a full-time business.
Wow, that's great. And so he got started. It sounds like now you're in the business, so how did you get the family involved in the business?
Sure, let's walk through that whole story. So 10 years ago, my brother, who was living in Pittsburgh, came down. My dad was looking to start to transition out, or at least out of the day-to-day operations. And so my brother came down and took over the day-to-day operations of the company. So he's been running the business for about 10 years. And then about, I guess it's been 18 months ago, I had my own corporate transition and basically had a chance to join the business. And the time was right for me personally. I mean, sometimes the circumstances of change just open doors. And 10 years earlier, I could not have done it. But when this transition came, I was very excited to come join.
So tell me about your products. Really interesting. Dog beds, dog sofas, all sorts of pet accessories. What all do you offer?
We are in the business of making high quality home decoration quality dog beds and dog travel products. So if you go to our website, you'll see two, I guess, major groupings of products. One are dog beds for the home. And then the other one is dog travel products. So in the dog bed category, we make furniture-grade beds out of micro suede materials. We make indoor-outdoor quality products with a Sunbrella-type weather-resistant fabrics. We make some very unique products that allow dogs to burrow into beds and to kind of create a safety zone for them. We make products that will make your metal cabana crates look like they belong in the home as opposed to in the garage. So we make, you know, probably 30 different classes of products in the bed category, all very unique, all made to last. Our products have brass zippers. They have overlock stitching. They will survive multiple cycles through the washing. So, we have people who basically buy our beds and then can keep them for multiple years and replace the covers, replace the liners. They really become part of a home decor.
What about in the travel category? I really love to travel with my little guy.
In the travel category, we actually created and have a patent still remaining on the first booster seat kind of product for a dog. So you can basically put your dog in your car, your vehicle, in a booster seat so they can see out. And while they're buckled in, while the seat is buckled into the seatbelt, and they're attached to the seatbelt, so they stay immobile. They can see out. So if you have pets that have motion sickness, that helps with that. It also makes much more interested in driving on long trips.
Well, and you know, I tell you, I can see the importance of that. I was back-ended, and I had my dogs in the car with me, and you know, it wasn't a bad accident, and nobody was hurt, but it threw the dogs forward, and they were really shaken up. So, and I was more worried about them than the car or me. But I can see where that would be very important.
That plus, you know, you see people with their dogs unsecured, and they're wandering around in their laps and on the steering wheel. And
right.
That's just a safety hazard for any reason to have the dog that kind of mobile.
And you make all the products in the USA, is that correct?
All of these products are assembled in the USA. We have some travel products, if you look at some of our things that are roll-arounds, which we import under an exclusive license. So everything we make is unique. The majority of them are assembled in the USA. using U.S. jobs here in Piedmont. Some portion of our products we do import.
Okay, so why did you make the decision to keep everything here in this country? Because so many companies, go overseas, understandably, to hold costs down.
Well, we're probably fortunate in the sense that the products that we make are a high-end disposable item. So, you'll look at the prices on our website, and they're not cheap. There is a market, a very big market, for price-sensitive beds at Walmarts and other discount stores, and that's a good market for a lot of people. It's not the market we want to be in. It's just not what we want to offer customers. So in the high end, there is enough room to keep jobs in the U.S. We have 48 employees right now. We're really looking at expanding and hoping to see that grow. We just bought a new factory here in Piedmont, doubling our manufacturing space. So, we're here looking for this to be a place where we can continue to offer high-end products. We believe you can do that in the U.S.
Good. I admire you for that. How do you distribute your products? You mentioned Walmart. Obviously, you're not there. So how do you distribute your products?
We have three main channels. One is broadly classified online suppliers. So you can think of all the big online suppliers. We're at them, Amazon, PetSmart, Petco, any major online retailer, we're probably in their store. The second channel is physical retail stores, and predominantly we're in small local stores. We are not at this point in major physical retail chains, but your local stores would probably carry our line. And then we have our own website.
Okay, so you can buy the products online. How do you promote your online site?
We are thrilled with the results we're seeing in pay-per-click advertising through Google and Facebook.
Interesting.
Those are working very, very well for us. And exactly. It's interesting. They do a couple things. One, certainly the pay-per-click model through these channels certainly drives traffic to our web, and we can measure conversions. But it also makes our brand stronger, so customers are more comfortable shopping now, right? So now our brand becomes a bit more of a known entity, bit more trusted because of the quality of our products and the quality of our website. And so they can be comfortable now going to third parties, either a store or another online retail, and shopping. So, we think that all the money we're spending in all these pay-per-click channels is probably growing the whole business, not just our own online site.
Now, you said you're a family-owned business. That's got to be tough. How do you manage the dynamics of running a business with your family?
Well, we're still working our way through it, but by and large, what you discover, and I actually talked about this in a panel I was at with the Sage people, you learn individuals' skills and strengths, right? And then you start to just naturally play into those things. So, my professional background is mostly marketing. So, I'm mostly working in marketing. Now, I also have a lot more experience in systems and software and things like that. So I tend to be the one who's migrating and thinking most about these kinds of things. My brother's a little bit more interested in the finance stuff, so that's where he's migrating. So, you do tend to kind of just carve out your natural spots based on your skills. I do think that for us, we're gonna actually go through a family business process here and start getting a little bit more clear about roles and responsibilities and decision making, because I think leaving that unattended it can be risky. So we all recognize that we have to be a little bit more clear about that down the road.
Right. I always say I can make for a very uncomfortable Thanksgiving dinner, right?
Well, it can, but if you're smart, you don't talk about family at work, and you don't talk about work at family.
Right.
Kind of stick with that. You can get through the hard stuff.
Right. Very smart. Very smart. With the pet products industry being so competitive, what do you think has been your key to success that has allowed you to stand out?
Well, first, we have very differentiated products. So if you do go to our website, you'll see that we have first some very unique products: our Cozy Cave bed, our Lookout, the roll arounds. These are things that you can't really get the equivalent from anyone else at the moment. Now, of course, they're easy to copy. But that said, we also make a very high quality and durable bed, which no one else is really investing in. So again, you go back to some of our commitment to the overlock stitching and to brass zippers and replaceable covers and liners,
right.
You know, customers use our products for years and years at a time.
Well, Gary, thank you so much for taking time to talk to me today and to share some information about your business and about Sage. I really appreciate you being here. And once again, I promised I was going to give out your website, so it's newserpetproducts.com. If you love dogs, got to go check it out. Cute dogs all over the place and also great products. So, Gary, thank you very much.
Thanks, Susan.
And thanks to all of you for listening to today's Small Business Success Podcast. Once again, I'm the small business expert, Susan Solovich.